Hey guys, welcome back to another week of Autastic Comedian's Guide to Autism. I am one of your hosts, Kirk Smith, and here with me as always over the phone is...
Graham K. I'm here with you over the phone, but I'm always in your heart, Kirk.
Heart and prayers, if you were... Bless your little heart. Bless your little heart. That's code in Texas for screw this guy. But
is it really?
Kinda. Like if a woman says that about somebody, it's about to get ugly. Like it'd be like if it's just like, well, you know, Margaret, bless her heart, she's an idiot. You know, be something like that.
Oh, I see. Passive aggressive.
A little passive aggressive. I know. New York is just regular old aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
Screw her.
I've been starting to sign off like business emails with God bless us. It makes me laugh. It's so out of context.
Okay.
people know that I'm not religious, I guess. And it's just a weird thing in comedy to be like, can I get that gig? I need some money. God bless us.
Why is it instead of you, it's us? You're like, I deserve some blessings too.
I
like
it. Yeah, I know.
Okay, fair enough. guys, this is, we have two comedians who have, loved ones with autism in their lives. I have a severely autistic son who's 18, and Graham, tell us about your brother, Pete.
Oh, my brother, Peter is 33 years old and he's killing it, right now.
Nice.
I don't know. He's higher or lower or whatever. He's somewhere on the spectrum, and he, just got, a new job that pays that doubles the amount of time he works in a week. Nice. Which is fantastic. He was working at a burger place, and I guess I'll do my week in review first.
Go ahead, buddy.
So he was working at a burger place, and now he quit his old job. Didn't quit. He gave them notice or whatever, and he has a new job that where he's working three times the amount of times hours a week that he was at his old job. He's only working 4 hours a week at his old job. He worked at a burger place making fries, came in four times a week. And now he has a job cleaning in an office, and he still gets to keep his other part-time jobs, and he's up to 18 hours a week just with that one job. So now he's like working like, I think he's working like 23 hours a week.
That's awesome. What does he say? Does he like it?
He loves it. He, like my mother posted a bunch of pictures. He's super proud, and one of the pictures of him at he's like holding like a dustbin and like a vacuum cleaner, and he's making a Spider-Man thing where he's like, if you take a picture of him, he always shoots webs at the camera.
Okay, it's like his peace sign, like Japanese girls use a peace sign. That's his.
Yeah, you touch your middle finger and your ring finger to the. To your wrist, almost.
Oh, this is like hook 'em horns.
Sort of, yeah. Yeah, okay. Exactly. But with the index finger out.
Okay, now if he held it overhead and was at an AC/DC concert, he'd be right in, he'd fit right in. Fit right in.
Yes, but you'd have to tuck the thumb in then if you were at an AC/DC concert.
Oh, that's a good point.
So you got three thumbs appendages out.
Okay.
And you're pointing the wrist at the camera like webs are shooting at it. Anyway... he's very excited about his job, so much so that he's shooting webs all over the place. he's very, very happy and very proud.
That's
and I'm
awesome.
Really happy because we worked on him for a long time to quit his job that he was really attached to. I think he'd worked there like 8 or 9 years at the Works Burger Place making fries. And so you know how these kids get. They latch on to things. It's hard to change.
And of course.
For anybody.
Change is hard.
It's comfortable.
Of course.
But shaking it up, shaking the ropes.
That's awesome.
He's making a lot more money, and he's more independent, and he's proud, and he's getting less government checks because of it, which is good, and closer to my parents' goal of my brother being a taxpayer one day.
That's awesome.
Yep.
That's really awesome. My week review, I had a... three great days with JJ in Sweden.
And awesome. It
was great, man.
Yeah, I forgot. We haven't talked since then. No. I forgot you went to Sweden first.
I don't think so. Yeah, it was great.
You got a big weekend review. Ooh, I'm excited for this.
I had, I travel a little beard trimmer to keep it, don't like to shave too much, or if I get too short, I get that little razor burn, so I just trim it all the way to the face. But anyway, so I've got this beard trimmer in my bag. He was really interested in it. Well, But he was a kid. We could never get him to cut his hair. It was always, always, always a battle. It was a lot of crying, and he didn't like the vibration, and he didn't.
It's noisy. Yeah. Oh, if you have a sensory overload issues.
Exactly.
Oof,
but the beard trimmer is kind of quiet. You know, it's kind of by comparison to the clippers used at a barbershop. So he was interested, and I wasn't paying attention. I was like, that's cool. So I stayed with him in his little place. And
cool.
It was nice. It was really nice. Just to
is that nurse
out.
Hot?
What's that?
Is that nurse hot? He's got a crush on that nurse.
He's got a crush on a couple of them, I think, on a couple of his aides.
Yeah, he told me he had a crush on that nurse, and you finally got to meet her.
Yeah, yeah. So he does have bad taste. He's
attaboy.
Awesome. I don't want this lady to quit because I heard the podcast. His creepy dad thinks I'm hot. No, he's very nice people there. Really doing God's work.
Well, they are.
Yeah, seriously, take care of my son. Anyhow, I go to the store to get, I had to go meet with one of his, there's like a team of people is how it works over there, where like you've got a social worker and you've got a couple different kinds of social workers. So I had to meet with a social worker and I got a text from one of the aides that was like, hey, we have an emergency, brace yourself. And so I was like, oh boy, you know, what's this going to be? Well, it turns out he got into my stuff, found the razor, and shaved his own head. So it wasn't exactly the emergency. I thought they were going to say, you know, I don't know, he fell down, he's got stitches, and he's...
Yeah.
So no, he just shaved his own head, and it's summer, so it was fun. Now I had to clean it up a little bit, but he never has let me shave his head, and this is a... he shaved most of it, and it's on my Instagram, if you're curious, guys, on Kirk Smith Comedy on Instagram. You can peep those pictures of him, his patchwork that he did. Oh, and then he also shaved his body. He has more... he has more chest hair than I do, and he went and shaved his old belly and his chest and a little bit of his legs. So
probably felt good.
I think it's just clean. I don't know. I think he likes when I afterwards he wanted to shave his chest. I was like, that's fine. I don't care. You already shaved your head. So I think he just likes the way it looks and it comes right off. And yeah. Anyway,
it's fun. Is it how short?
It's short. It's beard trimmer short.
Wow. So he looks like a...
Like a neo-Nazi if he was ethnic. Yes.
Yeah, yes.
He's not white enough to be a neo-Nazi, but it's short. Yeah.
A Sri Lankan neo-Nazi.
A half Sri Lankan neo-Nazi. But it's summer, you know, it's nice.
Yeah,
it'll grow out. And
awesome.
It's
good for him.
Yeah, and it keeps it clean, and so it was so nice to see him. It was just so nice to...
Was he happy to see you?
Yeah, he was happy. And first night he stayed up, and then I got him a bunch of... I'm trying to be a little bit healthier with him, but got him a bunch of just fruit and popcorn, and we just stayed up all night just goofing around, and so it was a lot of fun. It was a lot
of fun. Kirk, that's great.
It was great, man.
Really great. I'm happy, man. I'm really happy.
Thanks.
Good for you.
Should we take a quick break?
Yeah.
All right. We'll be right back, guys. Hey guys, we want to take a quick break and just remind you that as always, you can support this podcast if you believe in what we're doing. At patreon.com/autastic. It just takes a minute and mean the world to us.
Yeah, it's P-A-T-R-E-O-N. That's patreon.com/autastic. That's it.
That's it, guys.
And then you can donate $1 an episode and it would help us a lot.
We really appreciate it.
To those of you that already do it, thank you so, so much.
Back to our program. Well, it's good to be back. Should we do a little in the news, Graham?
Yeah, for sure. Let's do in the news.
In the news this week, this is in the Sun, UK publication. A big surprise. It's like, we're always doing UK publications. Mm-hmm. But this headline is very alarming. From August 7th, bleach enema horror is the headline. Mom of three used bleach enemas for her young son to cure him of his autism, revealed in her chilling method on a secret Facebook group. And it talks about this lady from Cheshire. Go ahead. What do you say, Graham?
This isn't the first we've heard of this method, though. I recall... Anyway, go on.
Yeah, this is in Cheshire, and I'm probably saying it's wrong. Cheshire, maybe? Cheshire, mm-hmm. Cheshire. And
I could listen to you try and say Cheshire all day.
Cheshire? Cheshire. Cheshire, Cheshire. In one of those places, this woman infiltrated the group, and then she's kind of an activist that's a campaigner that's trying to expose people for some of these quote unquote cures that are very dangerous.
Yeah.
And potentially fatal.
Yeah. You're abusing your kid.
Yeah. I understand the
would
part.
Would you want bleach up your butt?
Yeah.
Do you think that'd be a healthy thing for you to have happen?
They feel like they have parasites, and then it shows, the things administered. It's truly horrifying. You know, it's truly horrifying.
It just goes to show you that people panic, you know?
So I guess what I'm saying is if you're a desperate parent and you've got your loved one and you're thinking about this, this is not a good solution. There's no science that backs this up at all.
We seem to be moving away from science as a society.
I don't
agree. And it bothers me.
I don't agree. I don't think we're moving away. No, I think we're moving towards science. I think you got to say we're closer to science than the leech times, right? Letting out leeches and bloodletting.
Yeah, I'm just saying, as a society, people aren't trusting science as much as they used to. They're going rogue a lot.
Well, I think there's a problem. People have a hard time trusting authority because we get lied to a lot. And so I think it leeches over into science where they're like, oh, the science might be lying to us too. And it's like, don't get those two confused. Politicians mislead you a lot, but science is still science.
I agree 100% with what you just said. I've never thought about that. That's very good insight.
I think, if you don't like the left or you don't like the right, fair enough. But if the science tells you that it's killing you,
science doesn't care.
Yeah, exactly.
Doesn't care about the left or the right.
If the science tells you it's killing you, don't do it.
Yeah.
Captain Obvious over here. Mm-hmm. If you've learned anything today, if science tells you not to kill yourself, don't kill yourself.
What was the thing? You have a better memory than me. This was like, we've definitely done an episode about bacteria that might be causing autism, stomach bacteria and whatever. But did we talk about bum bleaching?
Well, no, we didn't talk about bum. Here's the problem with this kind of stuff, in my opinion. It seems like to me they get a little bit of truth. There's something in there that's kind of true, and then they take it and they veer off the beaten path super far. So there's theories, right, that we've covered about the bacteria in your gut having an effect on it. And the science is still out on that, and I think that's possible. I think the GI, general intestinal issues could be tied into it. But the solution isn't bleach up the bum. I think it's a little more nuanced. You remember they talked about implanting fecal. I met a nurse after a show, and she, I cannot remember her name, just blanked her name, but she was telling me her job is to implant feces. And I was talking about the podcast that's actually a thing. They stick a tube down your throat, and then they take feces from a healthy person, and then they're trying to turn it into a pill. But yeah, if you have good bacteria in your gut, that can help your digestion.
That there will be no more needed pill in human history than the one that replaces the poop injection.
And I was like, how does it work?
This pill is a godsend. I don't have to go to the clinic and get poop injected down my throat.
Ugh. And it's even worse than that. They put it in a blend. They take poop, put it in a blend. She explained the whole thing. I was like, oh my God. I was like, are you serious? Like, yeah, you have to buy a new blender unless you want poop in your blender. So I think these moms, like, or parents have heard part of it. They're like, oh, there's, something's wrong with this, with the digestion. And then they take it off the beat. Oh, you know what we do is bleach.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
People have theories all the time. And sometimes those theories are correct. And they test them on rats and mice.
That's the thing. Test
not
your
their,
theories
not
on
their son.
Yeah. Not your firstborn child.
Yeah. Yeah.
But all joking aside, guys, please don't do this.
I don't think our listeners would do that.
I don't either. But we get thousands of listeners.
I like every one of our fans that we've ever met or listeners. They've been the coolest.
There's some real sweethearts. So I'm in Edinburgh right now, guys. I'm doing my show.
He's in Scotland doing the biggest comedy festival in the world.
Yeah, the Edinburgh Fringe. It's kind of the big one. Yeah,
big deal. It's a big deal. You're in a theater. You're doing a residency at a.
I'm trying to do a little something, man. A little.
doing it, man.
A little tiny little show in a little room.
Listen, you're the worst salesman in the world. But you, the facts are, you're in Edinburgh. You're at the biggest festival in the world. You've been chosen to do it. You've been allowed to do it. And they don't just let anybody, any schmo, do it. And you got a theater, and you're doing it 2 shows a day.
I added a couple little shows, and I am the worst salesman in the world. The self-loathing runs deep. But what I was going to say was, I had a girl in the show Tuesday.
A woman?
A woman.
Or a girl?
Young woman, maybe 15, maybe 17. I'm guessing. I'm just guessing. And she said, I have autism. And this is after the show. I was like, oh, cool. Thanks for coming. I'm a big fan of your podcast. Oh, you are? Oh, neat. Yeah, it's really helped me to understand my parents and family's point of view with it. I really enjoy it. And I was like,
oh, that's awesome.
I didn't even think of that. But she's like, it just helps me kind of see their point of view. I have a hard time putting myself in their place. And when Graham talks about what it's like to be a sibling, and then you talk about what it's like to be a dad, I really connect with it. And I was really...
Oh, my God, I'm going to cry.
And then there was like, it was a full show that day. And so it was people pushing by, and you know, people are buying shirts and books, and you're trying to talk to people, and she snuck out. And I was like, dang it. So if you hear this, young lady, and I blanked on your name because I'm an idiot, write us an email.
There's a lot going on.
Write us a message. And I'd love to say thank you more graciously. And there was a lot going on. It was right after a show, and people are pressing up against you. And it was, but yeah,
well,
I never thought of that.
Well, you gotta sell those books. And seriously.
Yeah.
After the show, you're still working. That's where you make half your money.
That's the thing. People don't realize merch. That, but that's when you're trying to make a little bit of money. You're trying to sell some shirts,
nice,
and some books.
It's nice that she said that. That's really awesome.
It was really
good
sweet.
Good for her. Good for her for doing that.
Really, really sweet.
Yeah.
So
we got a nice Facebook from somebody this week saying that their son learned how to do, I'm not going to say names. We don't say names over the
sometimes we do because we forget.
Yeah, you do. I have to correct you. But somebody messaged us on Facebook and was like, we weren't looking and our son disappeared. And for 1 second and he was gone. We looked everywhere and we found him in the backyard hiding. And then the next day he did it again and he was counting to 10. And we found out that he had learned at his daycare to play hide and go seek. And he loves hide and go seek, but he doesn't even know.
He doesn't tell anybody he's playing.
Yeah, he just goes by himself and counts to 10 by the tree. It's really cute.
Yeah, I don't know if our longtime listeners remember this. I don't know if I've told this story in the podcast, but we had it's in my book that we talked about, Rice Krispies with ketchup. If you get bored, you need a book to buy. But it's on my website, Kirk Smith. But my kid used to do that where he'd run away. And I remember when he's like 2, he doesn't really talk. He runs away. The police pick him up, as police do. His mom goes out in the street. You know, she's frantic, crying. And this is back when she had I think it wasn't dreadlocks. It was like braids, like really thick braids.
Sure.
And he was the kind of the white kid. He was always the whiter of the two. I don't know how that works. Yeah. And the police didn't believe that she was the mom.
Did not believe her.
Oh. And she had to call him inside and show him some pictures. And it was really, really cute. Really cute. Really cute. Oh, that is your kid. Okay, fine. You're in the pictures. He's in the pictures. Yeah, that's his white dad. That's why he's, But that running away is scary stuff. We had to put the locks on the doors. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they get out there.
Yep.
Well, did we do it?
We did it, guys. This is kind of a short episode this week, but it doesn't reflect the love we have for you guys, which is immense. We just got a lot going on. This podcast is very important to me, but this festival is killing me, to be perfectly honest.
Nah, you'll be fine.
I've done 4 shows today. This is going to be my 4th show in about an hour I'm going to go do.
Wow. I think, okay. Drink some tea, buddy. Take care of that voice.
A lot of coffee, a lot of water. Maybe I should switch to tea. Yeah, you're right. Guys, if you have a second, please like us on Facebook, Autastic Podcast, Graham K. Give us your Tinder, your Twitter.
Hey,
give him your Tinder too, if you're interested. I'm off the Tinder, but give him your Tinder stuff if you're down. But if not, give him your Twitter and your Facebook.
It's
and
at Graham K Comedy. Please don't contact me at Tinder. At Graham K Comedy on Twitter and Instagram.
I love it. Instagram. Guys, my Instagram.
No.
Oh.
It's at Graham K Comedy on both.
Oh, I thought you were saying yours was Instagram.
It used to be Instagram K, but a publicist told me that it should be the same across all platforms.
A publicist who now has quit and become a baker? I'm just teasing.
Yeah.
When I moved to L.A., Tone Bell's a buddy of mine I started with. He's on a bunch of TV shows, and her publicist used to give me a lot of advice, and then like 6 months in, she quit and became a legal secretary, and I was like, oh my God, I took a lot of advice from that lady.
Yep, now look where you are.
And then I'm like, nobody knows anything in this business. Nobody knows anything. I was just guessing. That's so funny. Guys, my Insta and Twitter is Kirk Smith Comedian. Kirk Smith Comedy, I should say. My website's Kirk Smith Comedian. You can buy my book on there. Come see my show. It's 3:30 and 6:20 in Edinburgh Black Market. Have a great week, guys. You can do it.
You can.